If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
I don't know how we went from such a wonderful country that we were during my early lifetime of the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, which was America that was growing, it was prosperous, expanding civil rights, improving voting rights for all, being more inclusive, cleaning up the environment, refining gas at home, making things, real things, right here in the good old US of A. How did we go from all of that to a country that has outsourced nearly all of its production and jobs overseas for the sake of the almighty dollar put in the pockets of the shareholders and lobbyists? To a country that has so few gas refineries that we can simply not control the price of gas anymore. We used to have 32 refineries. Now we're down 6 or 7, and that's wholly dependent upon the weather. It is not dependent upon politics or who's in control of the government, but too many stupid Americans think that it is. How did we go to a country that is being totally dependent upon despots and killers like not just Saudi Arabia, but nearly all of the oil-producing countries that have despots? How did we become a country that was defined and consumed by hate so much as we are since Donald Trump got office? How is it that all of a sudden, in the last 10 years, actually less, we're ruled by idiots like Donald Trump that want to destroy our democracy, tear down our constitution, and basically give our country to the Russian, to his friend, Vladimir Putin, which invests in all of his property? How have we become a country that has a GOP, Republican, that used to give a shit about our country, especially during the 80s, about spending, and cared about the good of its citizens, to one today that simply just doesn't care, period? How is this all possible? How is it we have become a country that has a Congress that willingly takes away the rights of women's freedoms, that restricts voting through gerrymandering? And I'm not saying that didn't happen historically, because it did. It's always done. But it seems to be worse of late. How is it that the GOP cannot see and understand that it's the environment, stupid, before we destroy everything and there is nothing left? And who in their right mind cannot understand that guns do kill and they tear families apart? We've had 69 mass shootings since Uvalde, Texas. 69 mass shootings in my entire fucking lifetime prior to me graduating from college. We only had one mass shooting in the United States, and that was a crazy guy in Texas who went to the top of the Texas University Tower, and he had a brain tumor. But we didn't have assault weapons back then. How is it that we just don't get this? So the question that I ask is, what has happened to us in America? Well, a lot of things. It seems that Americans have become a bunch of whiners and complainers and give me a handout for doing nothing kind of people, unwilling to work for a wage. That is no wonder that we have become the laughingstock of the entire world, including third world nations. How is this all possible? Well, it is because we have allowed it to happen to us. Yes, this is how Europe, Asia, Africa, and South America actually look at us, including Australia, too. And yet, things are so terribly bad here in America right now, and getting far worse. Gas prices increasing, cost of food increasing, housing increasing. Seems that nobody has any control over any of this, or do they? And yet, thousands of people are fleeing from South and Central America, fleeing to America in droves for a better life, a life that they may never obtain or achieve. And why? Because a lot of reasons. Climate change is affecting them too. Climate change, which the GOP has denied for years. and is real and is decimating crops throughout the United States, especially in the West, and emptying water basins in the West. And we have sea level rise, which is going to cause millions of Americans in the coming years and not too far distant future to flee from where they live to other parts of the United States where they hope they'll be able to survive and to get away from that catastrophe that is looming and ever present. Will Americans have jobs for all of these illegal immigrants fleeing to our shores? Probably not. We don't have jobs for our own people right now, and we have people that aren't willing to work. And the only way that we will have jobs for the illegal immigrants is that those that are unwilling to work, well, then maybe they can fill those jobs. But in any case, it almost doesn't matter because our country, America, is broke. We are broke morally, but we are broke financially from 20 plus years of war and spending of trillions of dollars. You know, the funny thing is that when Bill Clinton left office, he left America, the United States, with a $2 trillion surplus. $2 trillion. He's the only president that has ever done that. George Bush Jr. took over, and when he took office, he wiped out that surplus within the very first year by giving every man, woman, and child in America a $200 rebate. And for what? Just so he could say, we have economic growth. But guess what? It didn't work. And after George Bush Jr. took over from Bill Clinton, America went into two wars, Afghanistan and Iraq, all and both on the basis of a lie. Yellow cake, if you don't know what yellow cake is, look it up on Google. In order to get free oil from Iraq, which we still never accomplished. So we spent 20 years at war, killing and maiming hundreds of thousands of young Americans and destroying families. And for what? Oil. Oil at any cost. And we're still doing the same stupid shit today for gas prices as they rise ever faster and higher than they ever have in the entire history of the United States because we are wholly dependent upon oil. And yet, when Jimmy Carter, good old, honest, true, decent Jimmy Carter, or yet as the GOP called him, bad Jimmy Carter, when he took office, he implemented energy efficiencies and boosted wind and solar projects. And we had 35 plus fucking years to do it and get better and do what other nations have done to become energy independent, but we didn't do it. And I know because as a young military officer, I saw Jimmy Carter's administration put those things up, and then I saw them torn down. And by who? The GOP. It all started with the Reagan administration. And yes, the old Gipper was not the good, great guy that everybody claims he was, let alone the fact that he had dementia during his last 4 years. He pandered to those that wanted to hear only what they wanted to hear, that there was going to be cheap oil and gas, and to hell with wind and solar, much like Trump, because that's what Trumpers want to do. They only want to hear what they want to hear. They don't want to hear the truth. Damn if that stares them smack dab in the face. So it is true that Ronald Reagan outspent the Soviet Union, the USSR, to break them financially, but it also broke us too. By tearing down the USSR, Ronald Reagan allowed hundreds of thousands of Russians, including the Russian mob, criminal syndicates, to come to America and to set up shop. Also, you don't realize it because you need to go back in history instead of your history, which is why we all should. The GOP, since Richard Nixon, has gone down the same route with China. And you see where that got us. The GOP ended up outsourcing everything to China, all American jobs. And why not? If things could be made cheaper and better or faster there, then American people will be able to buy these things cheaper, right? Well, guess what, folks? It hasn't worked out like that. That never really happened. In fact, things have gotten more expensive. And now, today have caused longer and what were formerly dependable supply chains are broken. We no longer have supply chains we can depend on. We can't get repair parts, electronic parts, chemicals, and other things that make America factories work. The few factories that we have. And so I ask each of you in your upcoming 2022 and 2024 elections, you need to please sit back, reflect about who you truly want to help America get out of this quagmire, this financial destitution, joblessness that we're in. Who is it you want to help your country get back on its feet? It sure isn't going to be the Republicans, I can tell you that. And I'm not really sure that America will ever, ever get back on its feet again. We are literally broken as a nation. So the question that you have to ask yourself, and I want each of you to thoroughly go deep inside and ask, do I want the same old shit from the GOP that ultimately has worked slowly and methodically over the last 35 years to destroy America from within? Or do you want someone, anyone, that has the ability to bring not only Americans together, but work with other nations to tackle and solve all of the real issues that will destroy us all if we do not do something right here and now? And sadly, and I'm going to say this and pretty much end it at this, sadly, the current GOP members of Congress and the Senate, from Mitch McConnell on down, they just don't get it. And they could not care less about your children, your wives, your husbands, old men or women being slaughtered in schools and theaters, grocery stores, or on the streets. Why? To simply protect a fucking gun type. Assault weapons. Now, I've read, I'm a military guy and a Fed, and I've read the Constitution many times. I've studied it. I've studied history. And I took an oath of office as a military officer in a Fed. And I got to tell you, folks, nowhere in the fucking Constitution does it say that people 18 or older should have a fucking assault weapon to kill people, or a fucking assault weapon at all. So what are we? Are we all just fucking stupid Americans? Well, like I said earlier, most of the world, including Europe, Asia, Africa, South America, tend to think so. So what are you going to do about it? Tell me. Nah, don't tell me. Just act by voting responsibly. Act like an educated, mature adult, if you can, because it's what your children expect of you, and no less. And so, I thank you for your time. GoPro.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.